Hey everyone, welcome back to another Matt Steinway podcast in 10. Here I am with Brock.
How you doing everyone? As I said before, I'm the new Jack, I'm new around here, so I look forward to making some awesome content for you guys.
Awesome, well done Brock. Doesn't mind a microphone, does he? He's like, and Jack? Jack's still in the corner over here, helping out. So let's get the stopwatch going, if we can. Just so we make sure people's time is taken care of. This one, I want to answer a question. So I had an Instagram post, a direct message, and it said, hey, Matt, loving the podcast. Could you recommend a podcast which helps the mindset? And I said, what would you like help with? Or how would you like help with your mindset? And Dimitri said, basically, I have fear and lots of self-doubt in business. It's basically like I feel like I'm not good enough to have success, if that makes sense. I reckon this is a real thing. Like, I really do. Do you guys ever feel like that?
Oh, yeah, I think fear is the worst possible emotion you can have, I reckon. I reckon it stops so much success, just fear in general.
Yeah.
Overthinking everything.
Yep, it's true.
Like roadblocks.
Like what? Roadblocks.
Roadblocks.
Yeah, but you put your own in its way. I'm going to go over a couple of quick things about it. So self-doubt, that you're not good enough to have success, it's a really funny thing. Because if you just think about us being here on Earth, I know this is going to go a bit left field for the moment, just for the moment. That's like your cells saying, I'm worried I'm going to operate at a level that's going to keep the body going today. But if you really think about it, because we have the ability to choose, feel, go out and create. That's what we can do. But imagine our cells were going, hey, cell number two, I'm a bit doubtful today that I'm actually going to operate and keep the body running okay. So we already have the ability to do it. So it's something going on with his mind. But I reckon, Dimitri, it's more about you wanting it too much. I reckon it's more about him wanting it so much that he's almost expecting the failure.
Mm. Yeah.
Like I do. And I understand it. And like I really understand it. When I was starting out, or even maybe not recently, but a few years back, I'd go into people's houses and almost start thinking, oh, what if they don't list with me? And before I've even started.
Yeah.
You know, and then I'd get all anxious in their house and try a bit hard and, you know, like try and like prove myself to them in a way instead of just thinking about connecting.
Yeah.
The power is in the connection. So, but the funny thing with what Dimitri asks is you can't just say something and it's going to fix it. But you're not going to hear something that's like, huh, Dimitri's going to run off and have all this amazing belief in himself. It's a progressive thing. Like, Brock, you're just starting with us now.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Exactly right.
Like, just now.
Yeah.
So how does that make you feel?
Oh, it's obviously nervous, anxious, but excited mainly.
Yeah.
Like, I just know, like, when you start something new, I think, yeah, it's important to realise that you're not going to be the best at it straight away. It takes time to grow, and I think people who don't see that it takes time to grow are people who don't really be successful, because nothing happens overnight. Like, it just, you have to work, and it's as you said, it's progressive.
Here's a good example. How did you contact us?
I
never knew you 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, exactly right. So just through the social media, just through Facebook, saw you out on Facebook, and I just messaged you on Facebook
page. Imagine you said to yourself you weren't good enough.
Yeah,
I had I don't know 100 people contact me, maybe more,
yeah.
Across Instagram and Facebook, and I picked you.
Yeah.
Well, we connected with each other because I liked your vibe. I thought you sort of fit what we're looking for. So if you and Dimitri, I want you to listen to this. How old are you, Brock?
19, just turned 19.
19. Yeah. So you're 19 years old. You don't know me.
No.
You've reached out because you've had the courage to do that. You're sitting here doing a podcast with us. This could go anywhere for you in the future.
Yeah.
Who knows? Stay with me. You could travel the world. I don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know. But because of that one moment of courage.
Yeah, self-belief.
Yeah, I'm going to do this. And Dimitri, I want you to listen to that. That's a lesson from a 19-year-old. So here's a bit more what I want to say. I think that I took a few notes for you, Dimitri, which I don't usually do because I wanted to share a couple of personal experiences with you. I'm gonna try and help you solve this now, Dimitri. When you feel like you've earned something, it takes away the uncertainty. So if you're a real estate agent, I think you are, Dimitri, a real estate agent, but if you're a real estate agent, you have to almost earn your space to confidence. And what I mean by that is, a lot of agents come in and hope their day, something comes out of the day. But I've never done that. Like, I've never even thought about that side of it. Sure, you want the result to come, but I've been more interested in making my mark in the area. And I really want you to tune into this right now, because I want you to stop thinking about the listing, the result, the outcome, and start thinking about your input. Because it's your input that's going to lead at some point in time to the win. And once you have that win, you're going to feel it and you're going to savor it, and then you're going to go back straight back to the hard work again. And then you're going to have another win at some point. And then you go, that's great, and go straight back to the hard work again. I think it was Tiger Woods that years ago I heard a story that he just won a major, and everyone was in the clubhouse and it was raining and they couldn't see where Tiger Woods was. And they looked out and he was out practicing on the green after he's just won a major.
Yeah.
That story is exactly what you need, Dimitri. Forget the outcome. I want you to start to learn the feeling of earning it, and your whole energy will shift. When you've worked your backside off for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 8 years, something magical happens where you almost expect the result to come to you. Because you've been walking the streets at 5 o'clock in the morning when it's raining, hand delivering letters. No one else has. You've been on the phones at night, taking care of your owners, talking to them all, looking for more leads, 8:30 at night. Go and have dinner with the kids and then go back to work again. I want you to do this for a while. Like, I want you to almost just do it until you feel like you can't physically do it anymore because you've stretched that far, because that's when it's going to change. Right then, the breakthrough is going to come. People send me messages and ask questions, and they talk to me about things, and they ask me about success, and they do it. I'm just a real estate agent. But what they don't see is the amount of handwritten thank you cards I've done every day, the amount of calls that I've made every day, the amount of door knocks that I've made every day, the times when I've been walking through the streets with no money, no nothing, just a hope that I will find someone at some point in time that wants to sell their house. Those little efforts every day, all day, I made it my job to become successful.
Yeah, 100%.
I did. I made it my job to become successful. I knew that if I earned the space of success, it's only going to come from me, my hands, my effort, and getting out there. And that's the reason people ask me questions today. But everyone wants this, like, how do you become successful? It's all of these little things that you've done when no one else, they're all at the pub, or yeah. they were,
yeah.
you know, on the weekends playing golf or whatever. I wasn't. I was, like, taking care of people, looking for new opportunities, pushing myself so hard that it's almost for 5 years, 10 years, that I just own the space of, I don't want to say hard work, but I do want to say that, yeah, I stretch so far.
Yeah.
And then at some point, you just start to fly. Like, it literally just takes you. But I used to go into houses when I was a younger real estate agent, and even probably 10 years into my career, self-doubt, complete self-doubt, wondering, you know, will they list their house with me? Well, it changes though. It changes. When you've spent your life building a career and doing, like, you're sitting here right now, Brock,
yeah.
and I'm looking at you going, I wonder how hard you'll work
yeah.
to build a space that's going to be your own.
Yeah.
Doing this, editing, studying, photography, all of this. The success that you're going to attract from this point onwards is only going to be determined by how much you stretch.
Yeah, I think what you're saying is true. I think a massive thing in being successful is willing to sacrifice more than you're going to get back. As you said, door knocking when it's 5 o'clock and it's raining seems so little, but you're sacrificing more than you're going to get back, and that's why you're so successful. Like, you're rewarded in public for the work you do in private that no one notices. So I think it's important to take notice of the little things that you think that aren't this big of a deal, but they make all the difference at the end of the day, I reckon.
100%.
And I think you've proved that.
Thanks. out care, out work, out want your competition, And I'm going to make you a promise right now, Dimitri, and I never make a promise unless I can keep it. But I promise you that if you do this, Dimitri, your entire world and career will change. Forget the result. I want you to start thinking about your input or output every day and how much you can stretch that and do it again tomorrow. And you watch what happens.